to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely good afternoon to present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumbra Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Lusaka resident calls for duty vehicles for police stations. Lusaka-based farmer calls for early announcement of the maize floor price. In international news, DR Congo president orders audit of cobalt and copper export revenues. And in sports, FAS mourns former youth international Teresa Musatila. And now the news in detail. The Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Zambia, CCCZ, is proposing a joint working committee with the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, to serve as a platform to address compliance matters, review emerging challenges, and develop practical solutions for CCCZ members. Speaking during the NAPSA sensitization meeting in Lusaka, CCCZ Vice President Yao Lin Shen also proposed that NAPSA sets up a dedicated Chinese desk to assist CCCZ members with NAPSA processes, documentation and communication to ensure timely and accurate compliance. He adds that the partnership between China and Zambia is built on mutual benefits and that ensuring that both Zambian and Chinese workers are adequately covered under NAPSA contributes directly to social stability and sustainability.
First of all, we deeply appreciate the initiative taken by NAPSA to engage directly with the business community, particularly the Chinese enterprises operating in Zambia. This similar demonstrates NAPSA's commitment to support employers through clear guidances on compliance, registration of employees, timely remittance of contributions, and understanding the rights and benefits under the National Pension Scheme. So such platforms are invaluable for building mutual understanding and ensuring smooth implementation of Zambia's social security.
And speaking at the same meeting, NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa, who was represented by NAPSA Southern Regional Manager Simuana Mudenda, recognized the significant contribution by the Chinese business community to the country's economic development. Mr. Muyangwa added that NAPSA believes that through collaboration, engagement and mutual understanding, compliance can be achieved in a way that supports business growth while protecting workers.
Contributions made to NAPSA are investments in the future for the well-being of employees, providing income security in old age and support in times of invalidity or loss of life. Ladies and gentlemen, we also recognize that businesses, particularly those operating across different jurisdictions, may face challenges in understanding local social security frameworks. The social security system in Zambia may differ from other countries. These differences can sometimes leads to misunderstandings or unintentional non-compliance. We believe that understanding the local pension system is the first step towards compliance. It is for this reason that engagements such as this seminar are critical.
A resident of Lusaka Central Constituency has called on the government to empower Kalikiliki and Beni Mwinga police stations with a genset on duty vehicles to help them be effective in their work. Mr. Banda of Lusaka's Ibex area has bemoaned the lack of patrols by police in various areas in the community. He has also lamented over police negligence in curbing criminal gangs, commonly known as junkies, alleging that the police only act when one of their officers is attacked by the gangs.
Police Simati kandizira. Kwa maise ni gati achitika, one of your officers, watuore wakwendo, ndipa ni manji mtamanga. So that ni gati wantu wa dandaula, buyani mkomboni, buyani padilaun, so that wantu wankale wata nizika. Ma patrozi, sumu la unu, ma patrozi siya oneka. Then kwa kani kilikivti, pa police patch. Wasakiri reni jense, bapaswe mina police kiepo. So that wazipita mwasita ukunda, so that wazipita mwasita ukunda. Noti moto kete kukudua nzibure kwa kani kilikivti, kwa kani kilikivti, ende kumtendere, ichoko kumtendere, ende kubeni mwinga. Ma polisi yonsa, alibe chitena, alibe, eh? CDF senza chani. Wapaswe ni moto kwa so that wapolisi wazira unda. Government yatu, city tandizira, member of parliament watu wa mlambu wa imbe, mkuwaya wa yachabe, nga tuwazari nilira kuno zero voti, kipasa kwa nyowani.
The Zambia Alliance of Women has intensified its community outreach efforts with a recent visit to Twatasha community in the Kalilo area of Chingola aimed at promoting awareness of human rights in the extractive sector. The delegation was led by Executive Director Eda Chimia and Programs Manager Cesar Katebe alongside the Participatory Governance and Membership Development Lead. During the engagement, the team conducted a training session focused on the United Nations guiding principles on business and human rights, as well as the concept of free, prior and informed consent. Community members were equipped with critical knowledge on their rights, particularly in relation to land use, livelihoods and participation in decision-making processes tied to mining activities in the area. The initiative is part of the Advancing Gender Justice in Zambia's Critical Minerals Sector project, which seeks to empower communities, especially women, to actively engage in governance issues affecting them. Lusaka based farmer has called on the government to be considerate of farmers and announce the maize floor price early. Mr. Bruce has noted that a lot of farmers grew maize in the just ended farming season and will end up making a loss. The farmer has further noted that most farmers, especially in rural areas, are desperate to sell their maize and will end up being taken advantage of by briefcase buyers who will be offering low prices. He has noted that most rural farmers solely depend on farming for their livelihood.
This year farmers, lot of farmers, my sister Vanari Mouse and Mansa, by Givamurenga, many Vagambi, I want to Vanari. And even to buy Ambago Guris, maybe. Namamira Zena and Guayambo Gula, this flesh, maybe. I mean, it is in Munio. Now the government must be quick to announce the price. So that even those millers who are going to buy maize very quickly before a fallow starts, they must follow the price what is the government. Now, because a lot of farmers, my sister, they will be, because you have a good amenities in the law. No price. When maybe the government they have an idea to go more than 350, 360 per bike, then open the mountains and abolition maybe at 100 and 150 per bike. So it makes that farmer will find the law. So we are appealing to the Minister of Agriculture and the government to announce this price very quickly, especially where we are heading in May next month. In most areas,
the Tobacco Free Association of Zambia, TOFAZA, Executive Director Brenda Chitindi has urged members of parliament to take decisive action by passing the Tobacco Control Bill No. 40 of 2025, drawing inspiration from the United Kingdom's recent tobacco legislation. Ms. Chitindi described the moment as critical for Zambia's public health agenda, commending the UK for what she termed as a transformative tobacco and vapes bill aimed at protecting future generations from the dangers of tobacco use. She noted that the UK law, expected to receive royal assent soon, introduces a tobacco-free generation policy that will prohibit the sale of tobacco products to individuals born after January 1st, 2008, starting in 2027.
We urge the Zambian lawmakers to rise above partisan interests and prioritize the health and future of citizens by passing the Tobacco Control Bill 40 of 2025 without delay. We call on our members of parliament to emulate their counterparts in the UK by demonstrating courage and unity. The Tobacco Control Bill before Parliament today is a critical